this is Ed Goldman with the Goldman State Podcast. One of my favorite westerns is The Professionals, a hardscrabble tale of soldiers of fortune who get hired to retrieve a rich man's allegedly kidnapped, much younger wife. One of my least favorite activities is meeting with professionals. Physicians, dentists, ophthalmologists, CPAs, insurance agents, lawyers, and hairdressers. Now, please understand, I personally like all of the people filling those roles in my life. I just get antsy before and during my professional encounters with them. And sure, if I get bad news after my encounters with them, there may be no greater anxiety building block than, I'd like you to get some tests. Well, maybe one, awaiting the test results. You're promised you'll receive them by Friday. They don't arrive. Friday comes and goes, leaving you a full weekend to descend into a pit of paranoia. To be fair, this doesn't happen that often with dentists. They take and read your x-rays while you wait, as they used to say in ads for far less onerous outcomes, like getting a rush job on prescription sunglasses because you were catching a red eye to the Bahamas. Waiting for test results is one thing. Waiting in an outer office or inner office for periods of slightly less than an eternity is quite another. I recently went to see my family doctor for an easy-peasy follow-up visit. I was told to arrive 15 minutes ahead of my scheduled 2 p.m. appointment. I did, and to my delight was ushered into an examining room at 1:55 p.m. The medical assistant took my blood pressure and temperature, then said the doctor would be right in. 40 minutes later, that's 4:00, she knocked on the door. In that amount of time, I'd memorized every flyer on the office's walls. A quick job, there were only two. I watched every car and truck zip by a few stories below on Interstate 80, marveling at how tall some of the palm trees were, which threatened to scrape the office's outer walls. The appointment went well once we got my blood pressure down to, he's not dead, just rattled, numbers. I believe this is an actual medical category. Those of you who suffer from white coat syndrome know whereof I speak. I'm so bothered by white coats, I can't even speak to milk delivery people or attend summer soirees in the Hamptons. At least I imagine so. I don't have milk delivered and have never been invited to the Hamptons. Well, wait. I had some neighbors in the Bronx named Hampton when I was in first grade. Their son Donald and I spent a lot of time together when he wasn't at Catholic school and I wasn't at PS 106. So I did go to the Hamptons, but I digress. One bonus of the visit was my receiving flu and COVID shots. Sure enough, by the time I went to bed that night, I had the flu. I wish it would have presented itself earlier. The symptoms were mild, but why'd I have to wait? I'm Ed Goldman. My column, The Goldman State, comes out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. You can subscribe for free at goldmanstate.com. Thanks for listening.